Timon Kuf Tzadik Ches Katzitzis. The Gemara says, Amar Yitzchak, Dvar Torah, Midaisa, Rui Makal of Chaitzitz, if you have Rui Makal of Chaitzitz, Shani Makal of any Chaitzitz. Midaisa, one thing which is going to be a Chaitzitz, if you have Rave, and the person's Makbid on it. Mirchen Makbid is a Gzeir Gzeir. Why? Because Mira Makbid is a Gzeir to Reva Makbid, so therefore not going to be Gzeir by Mirchen Makbid to Mira Makbid. So what's stated in the Gemara is that Reva Makbid is the Raisa, Ruby Sheni Makbid, Mira Makbid is the Rabbanan, and Mirchen Makbid is going to be is going to be Mutter. The Gemara in Yevamos Ayin Ches says that Nachish Muberish in the sky, but no, you need Tzichat Tfila. You don't need Tzichat Tfila. Chitam Shnev Yitzchak, Damar Yitzchak, Vatar Rubi Makbid Lechaitzitz, Rubi Shnei Makbid Lechaitzitz. That over here, it's Rubi Shnei Makbid, so therefore it's not going to be Lechaitzitz. Amar Rav Kana, Lashon Rubi, Avo Kuli Lechaitzitz. And there which you say Rubi Shnei Makbid is not going to be Lechaitzitz, that's only going to be Rubi. Mashigan Kula is going to be Chaitzis. So the Gemara, you know, as the Gemara Yevamos, we have another klal. Even though we said till now you need Rubei or Makbid to be Chaitzis, Rubei Shani Makbid is not going to be Chaitzis. If it's going to be Kulei, as the baby's in the mother's stomach, it's going to be Kulei, any Makbid, that's going to be Chaitzis. And the Kivega and the Achrinim Ma'ir, for some reason, this halach is not brought down. It's not brought down by the. And not brought down. But the place of Kemeshal is why don't they bring down this klal of Kulei Sheni Makbid, that it's not going to be Chaitzitz. So we'll come back to that. Rashi says, what's Dvar Torah, Alokha Meshvisinei Rubai? What's called Roiv? It's like Rashi, Roiv Sari Matunav Betit. If Roiv over here is Matunav Betit, Aikasha Achas Achas Makbid Al Chaitzitz. If Roiv over here is Matunav Betit, or Kasha, it's going to be Chaitzitz. Any Makbid, what does any Makbid mean? Have a Kagufai? Have any Sotel? Rashi says the gather of Makbid is Rashi says talking about to hear. If Roiva the hear is Mutunafatit or Kasha Akazach, it's a Makbilov, it's going to be Chaitzitz. Tosafot brings down Rashi and says that the Mashmoyis of Rashi is that Dafka Beseir, Basar is going to be Chaitzitz, I feel me to change any Makbid. And this whole klal, Rashi sounds like the din of Ruei Makbid, that's the only time with Dafka the hear. Mashing, if you're dealing with the Basar, the Mashmoyis is. Even Miot Sheni Makbid is going to be Chaitzitz. In fact, Tosafot has some questions on it. What's the pshat that? What's the pshat? And he has right. Not like that. And Tosafot is chilek and says, no, the hair is part of the body. And we say Rav, we don the hair is part of the body, and we don't don as a thing b'fnei asma or din b'fnei asma. What's the pshat in Rashi? Nachum Moshe Rashi is that what? The here we have the halacha Moshe Sinner of Kana that Ruvi Makbid is going to be Chaitzitz. By the buster, you're not going to have that cloud. The shaila is, what's the Yisrael Adavar? Why should this cloud not apply by the buster, and why should it be any different? So what mahalach is mahalach? The Ritva says that rather Rashi's maskim besoid that the dinim do apply also to the guf. Let's go from Rashi to Kachal Shminon. The b'shar levad m'shayin b'rayv v'miyot v'ain tzach shay b'rayv guf v'seik et that's a good m'shayik divi around them. The root of the thing about Rashi's masking that being the guf, being the here have the same halachas. Rubei makvid of chaitzitz mederaisa, rubei sheni makvid or migan makvid is going to be darbanan. Just Rashi's giving mechadish that the shittas agoinim. Shittas agoinim is that this klal rayv, rayv makvid mederaisa, or rayv sheni makvid darbanan. There's one halach which applies to the whole body, and there's a second din that the here alone is an independent thing. As that which we say the here is a din of the body, zakta goinim, that it's like a separate body. It's not like it's chilek of the body. and we're dining Roiv, the hero alone, if Roiv of it has a chatzitza, and you're makbid, it's going to be Dreisa. If Roiv has a chatzitza and you're not makbid, it's going to be Darbanan. Even though the whole body doesn't have a chatzitza, the hero alone is an independent thing, and therefore has a separate dinim. Therefore, when Rashi says Sari, he's not coming out Fuke, the buster, like the way Rashi understood the buster, has a different dinim. If other buster has the same din as the body, that's totally Reuben makbid and Mircheni makbid, all the same Gedarim. Just the chiddush over here is that even the ser has his own din, and if Roiv of the ser have a chatzitza, then if your makbid is going to be Dreisa, if you're not makbid is going to be Darbanan, and the ser has its own separate dinim. That what? The Lachem Mishnei says that dinei chatzitza is tali and roiv, miut and nat.
And this here is separate group as well.
Lav dafka. That was in the Hemshek, whether that's Lachem Mishnei or that's... Okay, the way the Brisker of Taitz up, what's the machlekes between the Rambam and the Goyim? There's a way of machlekes over here in Beis Tazvav. What's the machlekes between the Rambam and the Goyim, whether the here is an independent thing or here is a chilek of the body? So the Brisker says that normally in Kol Torah, normally in many halachas here, it doesn't have a din of the... does not have a din of the actual din of the body. It would be considered a separate thing. Over here... here we have a drasha. Rochas b'sari b'mayim. Es ha'tafel b'sari. Many b'sari. Ribi over here. That here has a din of the body. So the machlekes rishonim is, what's the gedder of the hair have a din of the body? Is the pshat as the hair comes a chelik of the body? That's a chelik of the ribi. And it comes a chelik of the body. And therefore, or the pshat is that no. The hair also has a din of the body. It's like its own guf. There's a guf of the body. Pashit, the hair would not have a din of chatzitzas. Comes along the drasha of S, and it makes a riboy that the hair also has a din of a body. Therefore, it has a din of a gof. It's like two separate gofim, and therefore you're going to don it as separate din of chatzitzas. So that's the machlekes. Rambam understood when we made the drasha of S, a tafel of basari, that it shattered as tafel to the basar, and it comes a chelik of the basar, and therefore the halacha mishina, which says, riboy makbid chatzitzas alav, you forgot roiv counting the hair. And Shenken, the Goyim understood the as a tafel of basari. The gather is that has a din of a body. It has own din, and you know, without the pasuk, you would say the hair is irrelevant. As a tafel of basari tells it, the hair is relevant, and therefore, as it has a din and it has its own din, and therefore, the dini chatzitzas by itself will be tali and raiv or not a raiv. So I'll come on him and safer. Griz al Rambam. Perek Beis Lacha Tesvav. That's what the Biskrav is.
Okay.
So the Ritva is learned Nachum learning Rashi. Rashi is not saying that any different. Rashi is saying that she's a Goyim. The hair has a separate din. The Stipon Sukkah Simon Hay, he says interesting. He says that no, maybe you can learn Rashi Kipshut the way Tosfos understood it. So the Shai is Misvar. Why is it like that? If you learn like the way Tosfos understood Rashi, what's the pshat? That the hair there's a lacha Rubi Makbid, Miut Sheni Makbid. On the Busser, even Miut Sheni Makbid is going to be a problem. So the question is, why would that be true? Why in Svar is that true? In Rashi. Why should Basar have different dinim that even a Mirchani Makbid is going to be a chasisa? So Stipel has two plans. One plan he wants to say is because he says that the body is the area which normally a person is Makbid on. So since normally a person is Makbid on, it's therefore a person more Makbid on his body than his hair, I guess. Therefore, it's a place where a person normally is Makbid on. So therefore, even a Miut Sheni Makbid is going to be a problem because it's a normal place for a person to be Makbid, and therefore it's going to therefore it's going to be a problem. Here's another tzad to say that maybe even Midaraisa could work. He says that the Seder Dov is that says Virachis es Basari b'mayim. So Batsam, your body, your busser, has to be b'mayim. So if you have a Miut, which is not b'mayim, then that should be a problem. So on the Basare, the pshat is that even miut should be a problem because that chilek, if it has a chatzitza, it's not going to be in the water. I'm saying the seir, which is a riboy, it's not going es basare b'mayim, which is like a riboy. So there, lav dafka, you have to have the whole din has to be dafka basare b'mayim. And therefore he says, could that be the mahalach davar, why the bus is going to be more machmer than the guf? Because if a chilek of it has a chatzitza, then it's not called basari b'mayim. I'm thinking the seir, which is learned not from the S, lav dafka, you have to have this whole cloud of basari b'mayim. Right. So like upon him, nights of Rav Shanim go not like this Mahalach and Rashi. They go that the pshat is that Enechanami, that the hair would have, the body would have regular dinim, and it would be the regular dinim Ruvei Makud, Ruvei Shanim Makud. So let's start with Tavon Shabbai. We have a call so far. Ruvei Makud was halacha. That's Chaitzim V'Daisa. Ruvei Shanim Makud is not going to be Chaitzim. So why is Ruvei Shanim Makud not going to be Chaitzim? Why not? Rav Yabadi is covered. And why is it not going to be considered a chetzitza? Why is it not considered a chetzitza midaraisa? Now, when I dumb, all these klalim we're saying, mida makbid, misheni makbid, we're talking about the halacha is a person has to be 100% in the water. If you're not 100% in the water, it's makbid a chetzitza. If you're going to the water, a little bit of hair sticking up, or you have a little bit of your finger sticking up, that's pashit, that's not totally in the suga chetzitza, that's a chesern in the ma'isa tefila. If I wasn't that totally immersed underwater, that's the issue is not chetzitza. The issue is that just is not a ma'aseh tefillah. That's pasha. That's what. See, I'm makdimim. You know, you're in the mikvah. So you're in the mikvah. So if you're not totally in the mikvah, then that's pasha. That's next to the ma'aseh tefillah, and that's gonna be chesara. The whole sugya there is, I'm in the water. I have something on my body, and the question is that going to be considered a chetzitza or not? So the lashon of Rashi and Shabbos and Erevin that the reason why a roiv sheni makvah is not gonna be chetzitza is the pshat is that it's bottled to the guf. Something which a person doesn't care about. He's not Messiah said. It's something which he has no chesh. What? Rashi. Rashi says that it's bottled to the guf and it's tuffled to the guf, being that a person is not makban on it. And have like a gufay halve in suffer little bottle the gufay like heights. Plus in Rashi in Sukkah, it's like his guf because he's not going to take it away. Bottle to his guf for leichayitz. At the said of dove is that something which, since you're not going to take it away, you know, makbid love, therefore it's going to be bottle to the guf, and it's not going to be considered a chetzitza. That's why Rav Shani makbid. What's he said by mira makbid? Why is that not chetzitz?
It's not a roiv. You're saying it's not bottle.
What?
You're saying it's not bottle. You don't want to be weird.
No, so why is it not chetzitz midraisa?
It's not a roiv.
And therefore what? Why didn't you write? What did you say? Alright, so the Chazon Ish has a nusach in Sadekei Oiskimel. Rabbi Yankel, Sadekei then? Or Sadekei Oiskimel. On the, towards the end of it, he says a nusach that the Sadekei Dov is that, like we said before, I'd rather to be considered my tefillah to be totally in the water. So I'd rather this person, you're totally in the water. Now the shaila is, what has a chashivas to mess up your my tefillah? So the said of is, it's something that was just on a miyat of your body. It's not on a big chilek of your body. That doesn't have a chashivas to go ahead to mess up your my tefillah. And being that it's just a small amount, that's not going to be considered a chesaron in my tefillah. And therefore the Ma'aseh Tefillah is going to be considered Ma'aseh Tefillah, and it's not going to be a chesaron to it. Even though the item maybe is not bottled to your guf, it exists there, it's on your guf, and it's there. But the Yisrael Dov is that I'm totally in the water, nervous. There's something which is stopping which is making a chesaron in the Ma'aseh Tefillah. Something which, when I'm totally in the water, there's just something attached to me. That's not going to mess up the Ma'aseh Tefillah, and therefore it's going to be considered a Ma'aseh Tefillah. Now, the Rav Chanina is a famous question, although Chanina is a kasha, that once we say, Midarabonin es a chetzitza, Rav Shani Makbid is going to be considered a chetzitza, so it should come out now every time I'm going to the mikvah. If I have something on Rav in my body which I'm not Makbid, I'm Makbid now, Midarabonin. Once I'm Makbid Midarabonin, I don't want it there, so it should come out now that it should be a chetzitza Midaraisa. And once there is a midrabanan that person is makbid, so now I don't want it there. If I don't want it there, it should come out. It's going to be every rubi shani makbid. The ma'aser end up being a chetzitza midaraisa.
I don't want to own
the midrabanan.
Don't let me have it. I don't
bet. So if the lashon like Rashi, it's bothered to the guf. Mishani Makbid, a roiv shani makbid, bottle to the guf. This can't be bottle to the guf. Why can't bottle to the guf? Because being the tzak pada, therefore we can't down as bottle to the guf. So Chana has two terutzim. The first malach wants to say from Rav Chaim that the pshat is that What's my problem over here? I have something on Rav in my body. I don't care about it. Why do I, yes, care about it? Because if it's on Rav, Chazal said, I have a problem, and that's going to be concerned in the Chatzitza. So all I care about now is to get a less than Rav. It's on 55% of my body. If I take off 6%, I'm happy. I don't care about it. So all I want to get off is 6% to get it down under Rav. So what was the whole kash? The kash was every Rav should be ma'akiv. Once Chazal said it's a chisaron, it should be a problem and it should go ahead and be ma'akiv. It's like Rav Chaim, they know it's not going to be a problem. Why isn't it going to be a problem? Because the reason why I don't care about Rav of it, I just care about to get under Rav. Once I get under 50%, that's not going to bother me. So I don't have on my body something which is Rav Hamakbet. I only have something 6% is something which I'm Makbet. I don't care about the rest of it. Therefore, it's not going to be a problem. Now, who's the Kasha? Every Rubeini Makbet, now I'm Makbet to take it off because Chazal said I have to take it off. Therefore, it's a Rav Hamakbet. And for Rav Chaim, that I'm not Makbet on the whole thing. I'm just Makbet to get less than Rav. So just to me, I'm the only Makbet to get less than Rav. So therefore, that's not called a Akpada Midraisa, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. Okay, we'll get it in a second. So based on this, Achiyaza brings down a Mahalach, Shem Zamlas brings down a Mahalach, we had a Kasha. The Gemara brings down Rav Kana, the Rav Kana says that Kule is going to be Ksidah Makbet. Even though it's a Kule Sheni Makbet, is going to be Ksidah Chatzitza. Shaila is, Fakir Kivega, Fakir Mechatzchinach, the Raman doesn't bring it down, how can Raman doesn't bring it down? So Zakta Achiyaza and Zakta Shem Zalman that once we have this Yisoid that Be'etzem every Rubish any Makbid was a Kasha should be Rav Makbid. What's the answer? I'm not Makbid the whole thing, I'm just Makbid to get on the Rav, therefore it's not going to be a problem. If somebody's Kuloi Sheni Makbid, so how much do I need to get off in order for it to be Maksid Chatzitza?
What's that look like 50-50?
What? Rav. You need Rav. Being that I need Rav to get off, if a Haint is considered a Rubei HaMakbid, so therefore the kasha was, why doesn't the Rambam bring down the halacha of Rav Kana that Kulei Sheni Makbid is not going to be Chatzitza? It tells us once he said that Rav Sheni Makbid is Chatzitza, Rav Makbid is the Raisa, Rav Sheni Makbid is going to be Darabanan, and Midarabanan have to take it off, so now you Makbid Midaraisa, therefore Mamela is going to be Chatzitza. Already it's Nichol in the other Klalim, and that's the reason why the Nisa came didn't have to bring it down. Did I lose item?
Yes, it's
good. Okay, we're good? What? What do you say? Fine. The second Malchav of Achanan is a very big Yisoid, which is extremely negay alach alamaisa, that Zak of Achanan, that if the reason why I'm only Makbid is because Batsam I don't care. The only reason I'm being Makbid is because it's not a halachic issue, since I've been to Bitoival, and Chazal said that you have to take this off. So that's not going to be considered a chatzitza. And no, the way of Shem Zalmish tells it back. The Shari Dura brings down Shari Dura that even Bizman Azeh, we're not to be machmer, even Miyat Sheni Makbid, we take everything off. So the fact of Shem Zalman, so M. Kane, every Miyat Sheni Makbid, it's just so the Shari Dura just so the Chilik Adin, it should come out, every Miyat Sheni Makbid, and turn into Miyat Makbid Bizman Azeh. And it doesn't sound like that. What do I say? What? Right, it's the chachila take off. It doesn't sound like it's possibly darabanan. You have to go back to the mikvah. I'm going to talk about it in a second. So, LMI, as you said, the pshat is, if the akpada is not mitzad, I personally care about it. It's just a mitzad, a halacha, that chazal, that I have to take it off just to go to the mikvah. It's not the etzim, which I'm makbid on. That's not considered a akpada, and therefore, that's going to be considered batal to the gof, which is probably one of the most important things to say is kavei the halacha lemaisa and dinei chatzitza. Just a classic case: the lady goes to the mikvah, and you know the first question you ask her, if it's on a regular Wednesday night, would you care about it or not care about? And if the answer is she would not care about it, and most people won't care about it, then it's not going to be considered chatzitza. Even though she's trying to get everything off and it bothers her now because she's trying to, doesn't make a difference. Being that on a regular day, you would not care about it. The only time you care about it is when you're preparing for the mikvah. And in a normal situation, you would not care about it. That's not considered chatzitza because the chatzitza mitzad, he's just doing it mitzad dinit tefillah, mitzad halacha, that's not going to be considered a...
On a regular day, I wouldn't care about it, but if I'm going to a wedding, I
wouldn't. Oh, so I have to discuss that. What? A wedding, your in-laws are coming, Shabbos, chasanas, we have to... Inside, outside, we have to, you know, we have to... Yeah. What do you say? What do you mean, lechila? Lechila, we take everything off. Lechila, because the Rama, says even Mishani Mak, we take off. Take off everything, lechila. So Shulchan Aruch has brought down that Nachamah, Reuven Makbid is going to be Deraisa, Reuven Shani Makbid is Derabanan, Mida Makbid is Derabanan, Mida Shani Makbid is going to be Mata. The Ramah brings down from the Sharidura that Lechadchila. The guy says, "Lachachila, don't be toivel even something which is not chaitzitz, gzera out to something which is chaitzitz." Which Rama is definitely a tremendous chiddush because the Gemara says we are not gzera. Gemara says mishnah actually problem. We go gzera, we don't do gzera to gzera. So the Rama says that you shouldn't be toivel dvarim shenichaitzitzin. And there are really two different havanas how to understand what the Rama is talking about. The Siddur Taira on Sifkat and Vav says the havana of the Rama, he's not talking about a mi'chani makbe. He's talking about a situation where it's something which is loose. Let's have something which has to be makbe, but it's very loose and the order comes in. So, be'etzem, it shouldn't be a chatzitza because it's loose, the order comes in. The Shaydra is being machmed. Don't do that. That'll be too tight and it'll be chaitzis. It's not that we'll be machmer on a mi'at sheni machmed. It's where about mi'at sheni machmed is mutter. It's just exer something loose out to something which is going to be tight. The Taz on the other hand says that the, he says clearly, holocaust or machakach, gzer out to dorm chaitzin, a feel of a mi'at, hasikam the chakila, but you have like zin exer like zer. He says that. The Taz understood the Pshat and Sharidur, and this is how it's pretty mukubal to understand it. The Pshat is that Avada, we're machmer lechachila to take everything off. Even a miyachani makbid lechachila, we're going to try to take it off. The Gemara says not good, gzeir, but you have it. Avada lechachila, you should take everything off. So that's how we're knowing that when a lady's praying for the mikvah, lechachila, everything has to come off. And if she doesn't care about it, miyachani, what? We have to get that. Lechachila, you have to take everything off, even if it's something she doesn't care about it. You have to take it off. But d'yaved, the only thing that's gonna be a problem is roiv shani makbid or mi'ata makbid. If it's a mi'ata shani makbid, so then that's only gonna be din lechachila, and b'diavad it's not going to be chitzitz. If that's not going to be chitzitz b'diavad, but lechachila, you have to try to take everything off. Now, how much you have to try, we have to discuss that. Like, sometimes a person has, like, something which is very, very difficult to get off. It takes a very, very long time to take off. How much time do you have to spend and use lemon juice and wipes and all sorts of, all the tricks. Nail polish cleaner, all the things which work to take off. How much you have to do it. That's going to be totally, like, a chili, you have to get everything off. We tell you how much the shas adchak to be considered that you'd have to take off. Let's say the lady has a ring which is not coming off. It's very, very tight. So do you have to, well? So I'd say, do you have to cut it off?
Why is it not buzzed
to take it off?
What does
she do
when she wants to take it off? Wait, say? See, of course, she takes off sometimes, but when her fingers swell, she doesn't. So now it's swollen. So now, okay. Do you have to cut off the ring? Do you have to cut off the ring, or is the makan to be made? What my chaverim has a ring cutter, like. What do you say? I never saw it, but like you say, it's a thing. I can go to his house. His wife. I have no idea. You go to his house. The wife cuts off the rings. I don't know. Okay, we have to discuss it. You have to. You don't have to. What the situation is. What do you say?
Thank you.
Now the Achiezer has a shayla. Achiezer has a shayla in Gimel Lama Gimel about a lady who wants to go to the mikveh to manicure her. And the shayla is, are we going to let her go to the mikveh or not? And he's mechalek over there. No, the shayla is like this. Let's say somebody, we break the shayla in two situations. A lady has a mira makbid and she's not taking it off. Do we tell her to go to the mikveh because, like, upon me deraisa, it's exited a meisa tefila? So let her go to the mikveh. And shayla, second chiluk of the shayla is, let's say something, a mir she'eni makbid, lemaisa, we say lachis, we'll take everything off. If she's not taking it off, are we going to let her go to the mikveh or not? So the Achiezer in Tshuva says that if you're dealing with something which would be a mira makbid, so there is a shol meshiv. Hashem Zambi's on a shol meshiv, I think it's based kavav. The shol meshiv says that let's say you go to the mikveh the mira makbid. So we say midar bonan, it's a chesaron in a meisa tefila. So like the shol meshiv, once the rabbanan said it's not exited in a meisa tefila, the uike the tefila midaraisa, and midaraisa you exited in nida. What do you say? By Mira Makbid. What's the makar for that? Where's the makar? What? What do you say?
Or Nivomus.
That what?
The Uber?
No, not that's something we learned now. You learned in Sukkah Daf Gimel? Tyson and Sukkah Daf Gimel has a case that if Bishayim Basila, if you're going to come, Gzei, you go after your Shulchan. So Taisa over there says that once Chazal said that Yina Yotza, the Iker, even Midraisa, and the Chadeh. What do you say?
Like
yeah, you have to know where we say it. We don't say it. Kisha Shalmesh wants to be Chadish that once Chazal were said it's a Chesaron, they said it's a Chesaron all the way, Iker, and it's going to be Iker Midraisa. So the chaz is very not pasha. You have to know where they said it. Could be kipshuta to say the klal across the board is very not pasha. Say it's just a klal that once chazal, anytime something's awesome, they're born and it's not going to be considered kimidrei. So it could be dafkas it did in sukkah. It could be, and you know, it's definitely Rosh Hashanah is very vechid. It's kipshuta. We would not say that. Kipshuta would say that lemaisa a sin went to the mikvah and he had to meet a makbid. Kipshuta, we're not going to down her as a benita and hope. Meet a mak, you have to go back. For sure, you have to go back. That's you want to know if what happened? A lady went to the mikvah and she had to meet a makbid. She realized 3 days later. She just wants to know: is it like karis or not? So you have to go back to the mikvah, but it's only midarabanan. It's darabanan, only darabanan. It's darabanan, but it's not karis. That's all. The shalmesh is mechadish. No, it's chayiv karis. Midraisa and chayiv karis. But the pshat is no. The pshat is not like that. So now the shayla is: are we going to let her go to mikvah? In the situation now, we make it down to the Darabanan, we let it go to mikvah, we say, no, you can't go to the mikvah. No, to Amir HaMak, but now don't go to Mishen HaMak in a second. So the Chiyaz and Shuvah says that, can I have it over here? No, this is the first part of it. So he basically says that if you're dealing with something which is a Amir HaMak, which the Rabbanan says no go, we're not going to let you go to the mikvah. You're saving from the rice of the Darabanan, that's not our job. Our job is not to save from the that's not our job, and I have Taylor Rosh Yamas, and the person is not asking to take off Amir HaMakbid, we're not going to let her go to the mikvah. If it's just a Goy Shari Dura, the Lechachila of Amir Cheney Makbid, unless she says, I'm not taking off. So there, his neti is to say, Bisoid, there's Makin to be Makel. Just Lechachila, therefore we're not going to. And he says, give it a hayrah like that. He doesn't know. Maybe we'll just keep quiet. Mom's give a psak. Like I said, we mentioned in the past, seven times you can't give a psak hayrah to such a thing. But I've had to, bets and beside, we would, yes, let it go. And the nights of the minnag of the mikvahs are, especially when, when you're dealing with people who aren't so from, and Bali Tshuva, or a lot of times it's a svadim, they go to the mikvah and they're not always. Ashkenaz aren't so from won't go to the mikvah. Sfarim aren't so from would go to the mikvah. There's a musik like that, and we're going to be mekel on the goy shari dura. There are plenty of things which on those situations we're going to be mekel and let them go to the mikvah. Now, Shaz, when dealing with makbid, who do down makbid? Is makbid tali in the person or is makbid tali in other people? So basically, someone's making a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba that. Is the tali in? By what? What's called a makbid? The what? What's called makbid? Makbid's tully in you, or makbid's tully in the world at large, or people at large? Heichen, the roommate of Makbedes, who Makbedes, she's Makbedes, Sakuli, new, put the Ram. Rajba, the Ram says, Perak Bez, Sarach, is Nixon, Chesetz, Fushi, Makbed, the Ram is Mashma, that one here is Makbed, if you're Makbed, it's a problem. So the Bez says, everyone knows, Ain't Dachel Makbed, because you're Sarachas. No one cares about Sarah. One here, Philachi, customs, who Makbedes, Chesetz, that if you are Makbed, it's going to be Chesetz, the Chesetz, and that's Shan the Ram and the Torah. The Rajba, on the hand, says that it's not Tully in you, it's Tully in Rav Olam, if they're. What? Possibly both ways. Mashiach game, the Rajba says that it's not telling you, it's going to be telling in Roy Va'ilam, and you don't go bust her. So, Ainu Makpez, Avish Dek Shanashim Lakul Lechaitz, Basi Daz Linen, Bein Hakim Ben Lachim, Mashiach Devi Rajba, and Pesis one says, Machlik Sin the Ram and Rajba, whether you go bust her or you go bust her, Ruba the Alma. And Shulchan Aruch seems to be Chaitz for both. Bechaber Paskins. And Derek from the Adam Lepam and Hakim Love, if people sometimes are Makbed Chaitzis, I feel him Makbed Lavata, I feel him Makalata, Loylan Kirach Rabin Adam Makbed Love Chaitzis. If the Derek Rabin Adam be Chaitzis, even if she doesn't care about it, then we're going to be Machmer and it's Mixed Chasitza. Who we did if most people are not Makbed and she's more of an Istanist, she's more Mephonic, if she is Makbed on it, then Lamaisa is going to be Mixed Chasitza. So in Chatzitza Shaila, this is one of the very big challenges. You know, the difficulty of Chatzitza Shaila are twofold. Number one, you have to know the sugya. Okay? It's a lot of details to the sugya. The second aspect is that there are always two aspects. There is she makbid? So you can speak to the person on the phone. Is she makbid? Not makbid. But even if she's not makbid, if most people are makbid, then that's also going to be considered Chatzitza. And a lot of times, how do we know what most people do? A lot of times not so clear what most people whether most people are Makbed or most people aren't Makbed. So, with that cloud, what? Most people. So, we'll get that. It's a Malkim society. We'll go along. No, so it's not telling right people go to the mikvah. It's telling right people. It's not telling right people go to the mikvah. Like I said before, it's telling the right people and definitely in the. Yeah, definitely going to be part of the Cheshmer. Nothing to do with Jews. Is it spot to the Gulf? Is it something which really people are Makbed? So with that, when you get a Shaila, you know, you sort of ask in a nice way, is your wife normal? You start all the way around, like, is she very Mephunic? No. Is she very not Mephunic? You know, you try. But sometimes the answer is no. And then it's a little much more complicated, right? You know, like, she's very not, she's not Makbed on things. Like, probably less average than normal. They have to try to figure out what's considered normal. But the halacha is basically, let's just go over it today so far. If you have a Reva Makbid, Makbid Raisa, Reva Shani Makbid Darbanan, Miet, a Makbid is going to be a problem. The Gether Miet a Makbid is either Reva Bnei Adam a Makbid, or if she herself is Makbid, the city tie comes out, even if she's not Makbid right now, but all the time she would Makbid. This second she doesn't care if it's on or off, but all the times she does care. The problem is she is Makbid, she doesn't want to do this thing here, that's not considered Chelik Adagof. And therefore it's going to be considered chesitza. The chachila, even a miyach any makbid, we're going to try to get off. Because they're after the drama chesitza, and we pass like the taz. The pshat is, even if it's anything which you pass away, get off, that person should go ahead and try to get off. So the shala comes up. Let's say Leah went to the mikvah, and it was a miyach any makbid. She came back to the mikvah and she found something, and it's a miyach any makbid. Should we send her back or not? What does the chila mean? The chila means before she went to the mikvah, after she went to the mikvah, once a. Huh? What's considered? What's the gather of the chila? Huh?
The chila before.
The chila is before. I'll just add in one thing. If wife has a suffix in the mikvah, don't get dressed and come home. Okay? I got it. As she's getting dressed, she realized something, just tell her, just get undressed, go back to the mikvah. Okay? Because why you make yourself in it? A lot of times, like, what? Just, what? That what?
Kala teachers.
That what? Do they? And for some reason, they don't. Because a lot of times, like, you know, they raise in the mikveh, they got dressed, they come home, like, like, kids, if you have a shayla in the mikveh, just go back in, you know, whatever it is. Go back without a bracha. What? Well? Right, take it off first and go back in without a bracha and go back in. If she came home already, it's a vayter. Miyachani makbid, you know, we're going to be mako. We have to figure out. But the geder, miyachani makbid, is not totally in the fact that you want to take it off because of the mikvah. It's totally in a regular, normal regular normal situation and in that cloud. Now, a lot of times you take something off, just one last thing. A lot of times you take something off, like you find something in your body. Let's say, anyone, look on your elbow. Hey, why don't you look at the elbow? Find something if they find it. Anyone have a chitzis on the elbow? On the hand? Huh?
Oh, yeah.
No, you find you have anything? What? A bit of, I don't know, a tiny piece of lint on your elbow, right? So you see it, so... Yeah, if you see it, what do? You take it off. You take it off, right? So is that called mina makbid or not?
No.
I'll take it off. I see it. As soon as I see it, it's there. I go. I take it off. In between, let's say, your feet, right? Probably there's like a little dirt in there from your socks, right?
What if it doesn't come off?
So,
what do you have to work hard?
So, on a second. So, a person sees it. Is that called your makbid or is not? Oh, that's called your not makbid. What? Are you taking it off? Ari, why are you taking it off?
It's convenient.
What do I say?
It's not convenient. I'm not going to take it off. That's not
me. That means I'm not going to take it off. Right. Look, it's not a double bar. Look, the gather is that if you just take it off because, like, you're bored, why not? You just go like that. That's not really close so much to Mac. But if the person wouldn't spend 3-4 minutes taking it off, if the person spent 3-4 minutes taking it off, that for sure you're Mac. You spend time. Two, three. I know you spent time in it. I don't know. Is that gather? What? If you work on it, it's not as you just like, you know, you're just bored, you're going like that, okay, fine. But say there. But if a person would not spend time on it, if a person, well,
30 seconds.
What do you say?
What's the number?
30 seconds. It's like Rabbi
Yashua
with the
30
seconds.
What? 30 seconds. This is not a lachem, there's no number. It's just a, it's trying to figure out whether a person cares. So a person would not spend time on it, they wouldn't care about it. Then, even though maybe they attack her, you know, a lot of them on the other side. She went to the mikveh, she came home, and she took it off. That's what she did. Came home, and she took it off right away. So, does that show that she's makbid? The answer is Lav Dafka. The fact that you take it off right away, just because, like, why not? Or because, like, you know, Lav Dafka is going to show that she's makbid. It has to be that the person cares about it, that they would put some type of effort to take it off. The fact that they just flip it off, that's not going to be makbid.